Okay, today's daf is Ksubas Daf Mem Dalet, and let's talk today about Lashon Hara and other related issues related to Ketanim. Where does this come up here on Ksubas Mem Dalet Mem Beis? The Gemara gets into the sugyas of Motzi Shemra. We have a Mishnah about Motzi Shemra and a couple of dafim here relating to Motzi Shemra. Tomorrow's daf, the Gemara says that Motzi Shemra is a Chiddush. Motzi Shemra Chiddushu, as we know, Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos quotes that the idea of a chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal, something that breaks the regular rules. Because after all, Tosfos says anything that I wouldn't have known without the Torah would be called a chiddush. So what's the definition of a chiddush? Why are only specific things called a chiddush, like motzi shemra, like edim zomim, like basar b'chalav? Because items that cases that are soser es haklal that break the rule of the rest of the system of the Torah. So motzi shemra is one of them because you're chayav malchus, you're chayav misa. So the Gemara talks about the name of Reish Lakish here on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Hamotzi Shemra ala Ketana Pater. If somebody is Motzi Shemra on a Ketana, they are Pater because of a Limud, Shenemar Venasnu La Avi Hanara, Naara Male Dibra Kasav. It says the word Naara with a Hey, it doesn't have to say with a Hey, because it does. That's emphasizing only Naara and not Ketana. The Gemara goes into the Limud is not only for here, but it's for the rest of the Torah. Every time it doesn't say the word Nara with a Hey, Ka Nara, I'll call Makam Shnemar Nar, meaning Nara without a Hey, Afilu Ketana B'mashma, without a Hey, would be Nara. So it's about a Ketana. If somebody's Motzi Shemra, makes up a story about a Ketana that she wasn't a Psula, which gets into, again, not our Sugya today, how is that possible? Is it Ones, is it Ratzon? There's a line in the Gemara that says, Pitui Ketana Onesu. It's always an Ones, so it's not going to be Nesar anyway. Is our Gemara talking about Ashes Kohen? Okay, that's the lumdus side of this story. But let's talk about just the Motzi Shemra idea and the Lashon Hara idea relating to a Ketana. Once we're done with Lashon Hara, we haven't had too many shiurim in terms of the lumdus shiurim on Lashon Hara. So let's talk a little bit of background about it. We know the Chafetz Chaim wrote many svarim related to Lashon Hara. Two of them are famous, Shmiras HaLashon and Chavetz Chaim. Shmiras HaLashon is all the Musar and Machshava behind the Isser of Lashon Hara. Sefer Chavetz Chaim is about the set of halachas relating to Hilchos Lashon Hara, but there are others also. There's Chovas HaShmira, another Sefer of his that's also usually printed with Shmiras HaLashon, and Zachor Lemiriam. Zachor Lemiriam. And the Shmiras HaLashon is too. He writes at the end of Zachor Lemiriam, which is, again, a kuntres relating to the assay of not speaking Lashon Hara, which is, remember what happened to Miriam. So he writes, Nishlam HaSefer HaChamishi, HaMadare Benin Isser Lashon Hara. I finished the fifth Sefer, says the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, Shmiras HaLashon Chelek Aleph, Shmiras HaLashon Chelek Beis, Chovas HaShmira, and HaKuntris HaNochachi, HaNikra Zachor LeMiriam. Right, so that's the, if anybody is Osek in these five, says the Chavetz Chaim, B'chol Chamishas from Elu, HaKori V'shona Bahem, Mekayim Bazeh, Ma'amar Hashem Yisbarach, Zachor Is Asher Asa Hashem Lakecha LeMiriam. Right, that's how you will be fulfilled that mitzvah, like he quotes from the Haskama of Rabbi Bezalel Mivilna to his Sefer Chavetz Chaim. So the beginning of Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, which he says the following, Kasuv Shomer piv ulashono shomer mitzaras nafsho. The pasuk in Mishlei ulahavin ha'inyan mashapir dakas of shmiras apev alashon. And this is the background is going to be important for whether it should apply to talking about a katan or a ketana. Also, to explain what the shmiras apev alashon lumeniyas sarah me'anefesh dafka, Shlomo Melech says that if somebody guards their mouth and their tongue, they'll be safe from saras. So why is that? Why is that Yosef Mikolho Inyana Mesher Tzorach Adam Hashalim Lishmar Bimechayev more than anyone has to prevents any other Avera? So why is it just guarding ourselves from the this type of Avera from Lashon, is that going to be different? Mashapir Lano Akaza Dafka Inyan Zen Nirek Yaduahu Dechol Adam. This is a Zohar that the Chavetz Chaim also quotes at the beginning of Chelek Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. This is a Zohar that he's very fond of. Just like we have 248 limbs and 365 sinews physical, so too spiritual. As Eov says, right? Talbi sheni tesochacheni. That means the ikker of our essence is the spiritual. And then the skin and the flesh and the bones are just covers for that. That's what the Iyov says. Ratau bisheni, the body is just a cover. Kamo shenemar. Ves mi hilbish imlo lanefesh asheh bekirbo shehihi etzem ha'adam. What was it malbish? The nefesh. Ve'al kol eiver ve'eiver shel ha'nefesh melubash b'lamala eiver haguf ha'machuna kineged ha'eiver ahu. And on top of each eiver is the nefesh. I'm sorry, on top of each nefesh is the eiver of that limb. Kamo ha'beged al haguf. U'kineged zeh, a kineged each of the limbs and the sinews. Nasan lanok adash baruch hu, ramach mitzvah saseh v'shasa mitzvah lo saseh. And he gives the package of mitzvos to give sustenance and nourishment to each of those spiritual limbs. Fei mechulakim gamkim alo evarim. So Hashem knows what limbs we need to live and which mitzvos we need to live. When a person fulfills a mitzvah, the light of Hashem is shower on that limb. And that light gives life to that limb. When he fulfills all 248 mitzvahs, I say, whether he's doing them or learning about them, if he can't do them, so then we come holy to Hashem. If somebody is chaser one of the mitzvos, that on purpose he doesn't fulfill it, he'll be lacking that aver, mu'uvas lo yuchal lisko, and he won't be able to fulfill it. And regarding the lo sases too, umizeh yuchal is boding kol adam eich shetzorach li ozoyer b'chol atari mitzvahs b'chol kocho b'mechayev. That's why a person has to be zoyer in all the tari mitzvahs, all of his life, because they give fulfillment. They give fulfillment for eternity. And that's what it says in Achremos, because ora mitzvah gufa hi chiyuso la'asilavo. And then he says, Lashon Hara, which is obviously connected to the mouth or the tongue, v'chulu. Timyater chas v'shalom l'nafsho, lios mikas misapri Lashon Hara ba'olam hazeh. If we're involved in Lashon Hara, and they won't be able to talk in the future. And our ears are going to be affected. You go from one place to another place to sell the schor, to sell the juicy gossip. And he says, speaking and hearing, and that's what we will be affected by dibur and shmir. Because we violate the Israel loselach rachel ba'amecha, shetali kar bapet, and on shmias lashon hara v'kabalaso, that's losisa shem hashav, that's accepting it, viyadua, and it's known shem achushim harashim, shebehem tali tzuras adam. Talking and hearing are such important senses and parts of our life in the physical world, so obviously it's parallel in the spiritual. Ushleimus, afilu b'olam hazeh, labgino acheresh ina shmei v'ina medaber, hu kamo shote v'katan, regarding various halachos, v'kol shekein v'olam haba. V'afim nomar, finishing this section, d'lo yechzer lo lagamre elo achushim, and if you want to say, he's not going to be totally negligent, and he'll have these chushim, he'll have some nourishment. A person who also was involved in Torah and Kedusha in his life, they'll definitely be mekulkal. Shekilkulan ba'odo b'chayim b'loasa tshuva v'zeyadu alachom even. Even in this world, if a person can hear, but he can't hear so well, or he can speak, but he speaks with not properly, so it affects. He's going to have sorrows from that. Maybe he'll be embarrassed. He won't want to talk in front of anybody. Kilkul in these evarim are more than others. They'll see that we are ba'alei lashon hara, and therefore this pagam stays forever. And therefore we have to try to do our best to do what we can to strengthen these areas of our limbs and our and our body. So let's talk about this this issue. About what about Lashon Hara? We know it's terrible. By the way, it's Hilchos Sefer Chafetz Chaim is broken up into two. There's Lashon Hara, or Shviras HaLashon is also broken up into two. There is Shviras HaLashon of Lashon Hara and Rechilus, right? Those are two areas that he talks about. Sefer Chafetz Chaim talks about those two parts. Shviras HaLashon talks just all about different, it has two parts also, but different emphases, and Ezechiel Shady goes through many of the parshios, how they connect to Lashon Hara. Okay, so what about a katan? The Chafetz Chaim talks about this in Chelok Lashon Hara, that's the first half. Lashon Hara is the first half, and then Rechilus is the second half. So he talks about the problem. And he says, "Ulufamim shayach yisrael lashon hara afilu akatan." Right, like the Gemara talks about what's Yisher Mar Nektana. It talks about a katan. Could go on the saper genuso shel yasom katan. Right, the assumption of the Chafetz Chaim could be is that lashon hara often is when there is some type of damage done to the person who lashon hara is spoken about, and that could even by a katan, especially by a yasom. The saper genuso shel yasom katan shemagatan oso achem toch beisam. Let's say there's a family that's raising up an orphan. If you say something negative about the orphan, then that family might be a little bit less willing and more hesitant to take care of the child. They won't take care of him anymore. Right? Therefore, one has to be very careful, even about a katan. Right? He says in the footnotes here, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, Chafetz Chaim himself wrote the footnotes, Mashav siyarti biyasom v'lo b'shar katan, mishum de'in mazi sheyavo hezek o shar davar ha'meitz ala katan, yishma shapim b'gnusok. It's not so common. Not so common for a person to have a negative effect on a katan if one he's not a yasam and he's just by himself. Yeah, obviously, any case that could cause that type of damage will have the status of yasam. But the key continues. If there's a positive reason that he is staying over the story, he maybe the katan is causing damages, and he wants the katan not to cause damages. Ula hadrich osa b'derech yishara, and the point is to help lead him in the straight path. Mutter ach tzarech sheyeda mitchila bebirur shasiper hu emes v'lo lamar lismoch al zeh shashem epi acher. You have to know exactly all the details, know that it's true before you say it over. Gam tzarech liros es anolad ayyadei sipuro ki pamim harbe yote mishpat me'ukal minyonim ke'elu. And even if you have positive purposes, sometimes your saying it over is not going to have the desired effect, and therefore we have to be very careful. Fail give any story, even about a katan. And say for Shevet Menashe, he discusses whether this violates an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. You know, how much, thing you Lashon Hara about a child. So it could be like related to how much is Lashon Hara about, purely about the receiver, the damage, the potential damage that is caused, which might be in the world then of a Siyag D'Oraisa. Right, you can't take Lashon Hara about a person because it might lead them to have some type of hezek. Or is it purely also about, there is an element about the violator, right? And he quotes, right, what the Gemara in Erechin, or Arachin on Daf Tezvav, right? The Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Lezben Pratia, Bo Rei Kamagadol Koach Shal Lashon Hara, Minalan, Mimaraglim. The Maraglim, Umaha Moti Shemra Al Eitzim Vavanim Kach, if somebody is Moti Shemra, the Lashon Moti Shemra is used, but it's Lashon Hara, then they're punished like they were so much, Hamoti Shemra Al Chaveiro, Alachas Kama Vakama. So what do you see from there? There's Moti Shemra even on inanimate objects. Inanimate objects. So if there's Moti Shemra on inanimate objects, then there obviously should be Moti Shemra on children are no worse. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, a question about the Girsa, but the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chavav, the last Perek in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Chavav Aleph, Kal HaMakala, the last line, the yearly, Shamakala Lasakatan Loke, Hari Hu Kecheresh, just like a deaf mute doesn't know what's going on, La Bardas, and still you're not allowed to curse him. So too, if somebody curses a katan, the Mefarshim quote that the Torah might have had a different girsa, Hakubakala sa yashen loke, but the R girsa in the Frankel, Makala sa katan, is going to be loke. Good. So what is this related to? It could be related to an idea that we're going to say in a second. What about objects? We just said about Eretz Yisrael, Lashon about Eretz Yisrael. But the Chafetz Chaim also in Lashon Hara, Perek Hey O Zion, talks about maybe a common case if somebody is a seller and you talk about the merchandise of another seller, right? That's Lashon Hara about merchandise, and that could be usher, right? The dad the ksheb she'asa lotzi diba al chaveiro kach kein al chafatzav asi lotzer diba. He quotes this from the Yireim. Blessed be Metz, that you can't be motzi diba on items. V'zem matzui ba'od ba'avonaseinu arabim. This is very common, says the Chafetz Chaim. She chenvani echad motzi diba al nechse chenvani acher. V'chen ki ha'gavna mipnei hakina. V'zui lashon hara gemura mida araisa. That's lashon hara gamur. In that case, says the Chavis Chaim, be moti shema on someone else's property. If you look in the Chuvis Az Nidvaru, Rav Zilber, in Chelik Yudalid, Os Samach Zayin, he says, and what if you don't cause any damage on the Chafatzim? Like the parallel case of I'm not causing any damage to the child, or even if you are, he doesn't know about it, says the Az Nidvaru, he thinks maybe it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Yireim. Right? According to the Rambam, maybe it's only if it leads to damage, that's the Lashon and Hilchas Deos, but according to the Yireim, it's also no matter what. Also no matter what, because why? He says, based on a Tomer Dvorah. The Tomer Dvorah in Perek Beis has a line where he says one has to honor and give covet, not honor, be mechabed every single Nivra, because Hashem created it. If Hashem created something, right, so then obviously he would want you to be mechabed it, right? If there was an inventor of some kind, or somebody makes a certain item, and he shows it to you, and then you say, oh, it stinks. Oh, this is silly. Oh, this is... So what, how does that make him feel? Says the Tamar Dvora, L'chabed ha-nivram kulam, acha she-yakir bohem ma'alas ha-borei, asher yotzar ha-adam b'chachma. Everything in the world Hashem created with chachma, v'chein kol ha-nivraim chachmas ha-yotzer bohem. All creations have the chachma of Hashem in it. V'yira ba'atzmo, shahareheim nechbadim ma'od ma'od. And make sure they are nechbad. She nitfal yotzer hakol hachacham anale alkol bebrias she nitapel yotzer hakol hachacham anale alkol bebrias ve'ilu yevazo some chas v'shalom nogia bekvod yitzram. If we're mevaze a creation of Hashem that touches on the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fariz a yidame al chacham tzoreif asa kli b'chachma gadola. It's like a tzoreif, somebody who creates a beautiful kli with tremendous wisdom, v'hera ma'aseu al b'nei Adam, v'hizkal echad mehem l'ganosu l'vazoso, one of them starts to disgrace it and be mevazed, kama yagia me'akas el ha'chachma hu, how terrible will come, m'b'nei she'mevazin chachmaso, b'yosem mevazin ma'ase yadav, v'yav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Tobar Dvora, yera be'enav im yevazu shum b'riya mi'birosav. It doesn't mean if I'm not allowed, if there's a dangerous animal, right? Hashem created dangerous animals too. I'm not allowed to kill it to protect and prevent danger. But to be not to be mevaze. V'zeo she'amar, marabu ma'asech la'ashem. Lo amru gadlo elo rabu, lashon rab beso chashuvim ma'od. Kulam b'chach ma'asisa. And therefore, says the Az Nidbaru, based on this Tomar Dvara, I think that would be a svara, why it would apply to merchandise also, even if no danger is caused. Right now, just that was Lashon of the Tomer Dvora. So if you look in the Az Nidbaru, he doesn't even quote it. He just says, you should know it. He says, Nachonu. He asked the question about Chafatzim. He says, Nachonu, Shemei Chafetz Chaim Mashba, Dotzaz Diba al Chafatzim, Havi Michelki Lashon Hara, Hagorim Ra Lacher, Umei Hayereim Atzmo Mashma, Sheze Isser Atzmi, Fayanir Lahazra, Pi Divri Atomer Dvora, Perak Beis, Ayin Sham. So you have to look it up. Like we just did. Ube emes kidvar mevur b'shas, maise the shivim shetach, kisha amar lo. Remember the case in Bisechas Chulin, where he meets an ugly person and he says, kama mechuar adam zeh. And he says, lech le'uman sha'asa'uni. Why don't you go to the artist that made me? And that was the whole story that he went, that he tried to follow him. Umakar la yireim, ef shalomar mehad da amru, ma miraglim shaloti yodiba. Maybe the makar the yireim, that it does, its objects is the miraglim. Lefize gamal behema, v'kala chafatzim ativiyim, yish isra lashonara mitzad atzmo. Anything in nature. Anything in nature, there's an isra of lashonara. Uladina yish les yashiv od bazeh. Abnam b'chafatzim hamurkavim adi bate charoshes. Right, the whole factory. If you say something about an object that they make, it could be included in that. These are some of the issues related to lashon hara of a katan. What about stealing from a katan? So it depends if a katan could own something, right? If a katan really owned something, like he yarshined it, or according to many Rishonim, Baali Atosos, that a katan could own something as long as there's das acharis machne, as long as somebody is putting it into their rishus. Right? So then there is, like the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, that you could give a katan dalan minim, but he can't give it back to you. But das acharis makna works to put it into his rishus daraisa, but he can't be makna to you back, because halachically is a lav bar das. But fascinating, the Nesivis has one line where he discusses what happens if a katan loses something. If a katan loses something, so usually, and it doesn't have a simon, so if a katan loses something, or even if it has a simon, you know that any normal person would have yeyush. But a katan is a lav bar das, so we don't consider his yeyush yeyush or his mechila mechila. So then it could be that you have to return it, as long as if most of the time you don't know where it something fell from. But if you, it looks like a child's thing, and you know it fell from a katan, then you have to return it. Right? This is the Nesivis. One line in the Nesivis in Simin Reish Samach, let's Hilchas Aveda Umitzia. The Shulchan Aruch discusses there in Sif Vav. What about a yasom? He says Vim Hayusha Yisomim She'enam Bnei Mechila Asurim. Right, if there's something that's lost that was from the Yisomim, they're not Bnei Mechila. So it's usher to take it. So based on this, the Nesivis says, Lefize huadin ba'aveda bidavar she'ein bo simin. Kishen izvada lo be'edim shehu shel Yisomim, chayev lahachzir. De'ein yeyush mo'al b'ktanim. Dehari yeyush lo midas. Wow, that's the Nesivis, that yeyush wouldn't apply to a katan because they're a lot bardas in this case, and you'd have to return it. A chumra that applies to children that doesn't apply to others. Okay, we'll stop here.